Reading from the book of Deuteronomy, we see Moses says that to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, then you will grow, you will be blessed, you will live. But if you're disobedient, serve other gods, you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter." So this is towards the end of Moses' life. He's preparing his people to cross the Jordan and enter the promised land. And he's saying that God's blessing is conditional. Even Moses himself was not going to enter into the promised land because God had said that the adults that came out of Egypt 40 years previous would die in the desert over those 40 years. Everybody except for Caleb and Joshua, even Moses himself. Now, God loved Moses, and Moses is in heaven, but God did deprive him of the joy of leading the people into the promised land because sin has consequences. Moses was repentant, just as David was repentant, but there are still temporal consequences to sin, and that's why the church says we have to confess the number and kind of serious sins. They're not insignificant. It's not enough to just say, "Oh, I fell into fornication several times," or pornography, or whatever it is. You're supposed to tell the number, because each one of those is a mortal sin. If you want to be forgiven of all of them, you should say all of them. I don't want to cause scruples, but even Jesus himself said that by your words you will be acquitted, by your words you will be condemned. For every useless word you will have to give an account. Every useless word. So we're not even talking about acts, but just words. And in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it says, you know, in 1472, it talks about the punishments of sin. And that sin, grave sin, has a double consequence. It says in 1472, the consequence are privation and attachment. Grave sin deprives us of the communion with God and therefore makes us incapable of eternal life, the privation of which is called the eternal punishment of sin. On the other hand, every sin, even venial sin, entails an unhealthy attachment to creatures. So it deprives us of God, but we can go to confession and, you know, be reconciled. But still, another consequence, it doesn't go away normally with confession, is this attachment. The more you do something, the more attached you are to it, the more vitiated, the vice grows stronger. And that's why it's important to confess and keep, you know, every time you commit a mortal sin, that should be seared into your memory, and you should get to confession as soon as you can. Get rid of it. Don't just think, "Oh, a few more, a few less. Doesn't matter. I'm going to confession anyway." There's also, in Jesus' words, a sign of hope, because he says, "By your words you will be acquitted, by your words you will be condemned." So let's concentrate on those words with which we may be acquitted. Like, "I am heartily sorry for my sins, and I promise to amend my life and avoid the near occasions of sin." Amen.